Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, people, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. It is Tequila Mezcal Month.
Finale.
Yeah, the finale. And it's kind of like a bonus edition here or whatever. So
Yeah. We got that extra week.
Yeah, it's
extra,
one of those.
Yeah, extra week. Yeah.
So we kind of just doing like a recap and of what we did through the month and going forward, you know, because next year we've already decided Mezcal has its own month. So Tequila May will be Tequila Month or whatever. So. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking, about this all last night when I got home. I was like, man, it's so little weeks in the month. I just want to do another week or something, though. I just want to do another week or something. I don't know what it is. I'd rather it's fucking, it could be fucking wine. As long as it's not vodka, I don't give a shit.
Man, see, I would love to do a wine month, man, but they don't make the like personal size bottles.
Yes, the only personal size bottles you can get of those is like the port wines that I drink on Famous City, whatever and stuff. But even those are kind of like, you know, like I can show you one right here, like this size. What is that, like maybe three glass? Actually, that might be.
That's a big ass bottle.
That's a big ass bottle. and this is a 500 milliliter. So yes,
that's too much.
Yeah, because like them wine glasses, man. Everybody knows like port wine that has like the strongest alcohol percentages in wine. So you're like, man, you drinking this? You like, yeah, never mind. That ain't gonna work out too well. No. Like even two people finishing this, they'd be like, man, shit, give me a little bit more of that little. And this got 24% alcohol percentage.
Man. Oh, hell no. God damn. 500 milliliters of 24%. What the fuck?
I know for some people, they're going like, is that kind of low or high? It's like people for wine. Wine doesn't go.
That's high as fuck
for wine. High as fuck for wine. Wine don't go over 15%.
Yeah, it's like it usually ranges like around like a 10% range, something like that, 11%.
Port wine goes 15 and higher, you know, like it just.
Fuck that.
Yes, I don't think we'll be. I guess we could. Shit, I don't know what to do for wine. One day I'll probably, maybe for a mix and match.
Maybe when you get the green light to go back to the studio in person, we could just do one, split one bottle, like a 50 mil. That might work.
Maybe, yeah.
Otherwise, yeah.
I wish you wouldn't have said the word studio because I really want my own. Like, because we were talking about that Joe Budden shit, remember? And we were talking about.
Oh, yeah. That's the goal right there.
That last draw.
Yeah.
I really want that bad.
Fuck yeah.
I really want that badly. Oh, by the way, Art of Lunatic sent me something about that shit after we did that show. I forgot to tell you. Apparently, Budden lost like 600,000 in sponsors or something like that. I was like, how much was that fucking show making, Cody?
600,000 in sponsors.
What? I was like, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. So $400,000 go missing. He lost 600. I don't know if that's a lot to that network or whatever it may be or not. It's shit to me. It is.
600,000. God damn.
And this Negro recording out of, I think, his manager or whatever apartment. Fuck that, man. I get my own fucking building. I want my own building or whatever. I want like a big ass neon TLD on that motherfucker. I wanted to like stick out and shit. Wanted to be like looking like the Avengers Tower and shit, Cody.
Exactly.
Shit lights up whatever. What's on the other floors? I don't know. Shit. Boxes and shit or whatever. Stuff. Yeah, stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Like you gotta go in the elevator, you go all the way to skyscraper. It's like, oh wow, 74 floors? What's in the other rest of the building? I don't know. Shit. I never stopped on the 62nd floor. Does that sound like a floor you want to get off on? I'm like, you know. Oh man, speaking of wine and shit, I went to K&L the other day.
Oh yeah, shit. Oh, that's player. You sent me a picture. You had that whole box. Like, damn, you say you picking up one box? It came out with a goddamn case of some shit.
I went to go pick up one Armagnac bottle that I had ordered, and it was ready. And I finally just decided to get my lazy ass up and drive to Hollywood and pick it up and shit. Funny enough, the dude told me that the San Francisco one is bigger. I was just like, don't let me go there, then. Please, don't let me go there. Because I was in this motherfucker looking like, yeah. And I noticed that they were open. So I was just like, I think I told Cody before, I never been inside. I was just like, had it shipped or like just fucking curbside, because it's just simple. Like, I mean, you just fucking pull up and they just bring it to you and hand it to you. So it's nice. I go inside this motherfucker. I mean, they got wine up the ass up in this bitch. I mean, I'm just looking around. I'm like, it's not as big as like Beverage Warehouse or High Time or anything like that. I mean, I think even actually, yeah, the Wine House on Pico is even bigger too. But you go in that back room or the back wall with the spirits, the whiskey shit, I was not impressed at all. I mean, obviously, how could you be, really? Because let's be real, most of the best whiskey out there is like allocated shit. So it's like, they ain't going to just be randomly sitting on a fucking shelf, like just hanging like, hello, I'm here.
You're right. You know?
So, I mean, obviously the whiskey shit wasn't going to impress me. They had a nice wall of mezcal, though. And I was just like, oh, that's it? But then I went around and I was like, oh shit, they got so much shit sitting on floors, Cody.
Damn.
I was like, this is all
mezcal. They got enough shelves for this shit.
Yeah, like there's mezcal sitting there, and then they got a whole wall of just cognac and Armagnac and stuff like that. It was nice to see these bottles in person, because when you're looking on the website, you're just like, all right, cool. But no, and the dudes there that work there, this is probably what I was most impressed with. I go to these stores. I talk to some of these guys. They don't know a fucking thing. Like, it'd be like, like, you just be having conversation. There's a lot of stores like that in Orange County where you just talk to some of these people and you just be like, they don't know shit. Like, they don't know.
They just work there.
Yeah, and then they try to pretend like they know shit too. Because they just
think, you're looking for tequila?
Mezcal.
Yeah, well,
I think that we don't is that Italian?
I think we had the Dale that's mezcal, sir. Yeah. With tequila. Didn't say anything. No, they're not.
Armagnac, please, whatever. Here you go. That's Hennessy. Well, you said NAC, right?
Yeah,
I said Armagnac. Well, this had NAC in it too. Cognac. same shit. I remember that one time I went to the store and this motherfucker tells me that I never heard of such a thing, doesn't exist. I show him a picture of it. Oh, that's discontinued then. I said, that's completely different from not existing then, right?
Yes, completely.
Mind you, Cody, this dude hyped it up too. He's like, I used to work for that company. He was like, oh man, I used to work for that distillery. We used to put out a great thing. How the fuck did you used to work for something you don't even know their products are there?
What kind of sense does that make?
That's like Cody working for Buffalo Trace and talking about, man, I didn't know they had Weller here. Like, nigga, what?
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to make Weller.
You see that W sign there? He's going like, what is in that barrel there? Shit.
If I got some blends, what the fuck? They got the, shit.
damn, shit. So you mean I've been here for a year and a half and all I've been drinking is Buffalo Trace in this bitch? Whatever. Like, God damn. All right, shit. I need to get an inside guide at that motherfucker, by the way.
Shit, we all do.
Yeah.
So I can actually buy it.
Yeah. Nice. Or a seasonal job at that bitch.
Every fucking time I see them post some shit on Instagram on the Weller fucking profile, I'm like, yeah, if I could find the motherfucker. That's award-winning fucking.
And not only that, I noticed this year, them prices have skyrocketed too. I was like, oof. I saw the Colonel Rye and shit. That shit's at $170. I was like, you know, a year ago, that shit was $80.
I do appreciate some of these places that have like these allocated bottles, not like a store, but like bars. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to price their shit. Because I went to this one bar, they were selling E.H. Taylor, I think it was the single barrel.
Yeah.
And that shit was like $30 or something. And well, foolproof, $12. All day.
Oh,
okay. I was like, oh, okay. Don't mind if I do.
I also wonder, did they just pull a fucking, what's that Berkshire House where they just completely fucked the name up of that drink? And that's not foolproof. That's Weller Reserve or some shit like that.
That was foolproof. I tasted that shit.
It was when I saw that shit at a Berkshire house, I was just like, that is not toasted barrel milk. Hold on, wait a minute. This is some bullshit here. Like, you need to fire whoever made these menus or whatever, because this is not fucking toasted barrel right here. I know fucking toasted barrel milk. This is not Michter's Toasted Barrel. This is regular goddamn Michter's. Okay.
Yeah. It's a regular American whiskey, whatever.
Yeah, you got to appreciate some of the bars that don't know how to price things or whatever and shit. I do think that some of them go by, like, how many of the bottles they can get. Because that here, there's, like, an algorithm, like, of how many bottles you buy from the distillery of, like, their regular shit depends on how many you can get of, like, their allocated shit. Which I just think that is the dumbest fucking thing ever. These fucking bottles comes in how many barrels, people? And they are able to make God knows how many of these bottles, because they make a new batch of it every fucking year. It's always like a new batch of the shit. Why the fuck is it always limited?
And it's not like they don't have the warehouse space, because they just fucking expanded, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
I know they bought some. I know they got plenty of goddamn room.
What is, like, when they do, like, their single oak project, where they only made, like, I forgot how many, about, like, 200 bottles or whatever, which, by the way, I have one. That's cool. That's a limited experiment that they make. That's fine. But when it's an ongoing series, like a yearly release thing, and you only make a certain amount, where this store in California can only get maybe two of the fucking bottles, and they got to charge $400 for it, or man, fuck you, dude. Like,
yeah, that's some bullshit.
Man, fuck you. Like, I guess, like, the biggest, like, that's like a video game company. You basically tell me you don't want your shit to sell. Like, that's like a video game company. Imagine Sony came out with a new Spider-Man game and they said, we only made 1,000 copies, so hurry up and get a copy.
The outrage.
What do you mean you only made 1,000 copies? Like 1,000 copies? Like, well, hold on. So, mind you, Cody, that game and that system is worldwide. It ain't just a statewide thing. So this is worldwide. So you either gonna get one, you probably most likely not gonna get one. Your chances of getting one is like fucking none, and 1,000 copies. Just imagine if video games ran like the whiskey industry, Cody. Just think Jesus about that. Christ.
I'll probably just turn in my PS5 and trade this shit in. That's it.
Imagine if you was hunting video games like whiskey.
No more gaming for me.
And then imagine if the video game company started raising the prices on the fucking games too. Like, they were like,
allocated video games.
Like, so let's say that Spider-Man game you found it in the store is like, oh shit, they have it. And they said, $350 for games. Just imagine that now. Just think about that now. You know, now that I put that out there, I wouldn't be shocked if that actually happens though. Now, I just wouldn't be shocked about that shit. They kind of did that with the new consoles in a way, whatever. I'm sure we're going to get more, or they're going to make more or something like that. But, like, they really fuck people on them consoles.
We ain't getting any more anytime soon. I read the report. Sony said, yeah, we're going to be low for PS5 to 2022. So, yeah, you don't have one now, you pretty much fucked.
So we kind of already doing that then, Cody.
Kind of, in a way, yeah.
Imagine if sales is just, like, so good, Sony goes like, huh. Interesting.
And you know Sony.
And then
dollar, baby.
They call up their friends over at Microsoft. Hey, Microsoft. I mean, we're going to send y'all some sales real quick, whatever and shit. Don't put out any more Xboxes. We're going to trick these niggas out here and thinking that there's some kind of war out here or something like that. But yeah. Let's limit these sales and make a huge profit. What, you in or what? Yeah, we in on that. Yeah, cool. All right, cool. All right. You know that's how that goes, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
I know people like to not believe that, whatever, and shit, but trust me, these companies call each other, people. Not like regularly is that, whatever, but they follow each other and shit. But
yeah, that's why they always give each other props on social media all the fucking time.
There is
every time. It's all this war bullshit. It's all fake. Just like, it's like Marvel's DC. Ain't no fucking war. That's what y'all think. Yeah, it's just, shit made up in your head.
Because we're very tribalist in this country we live in or whatever and shit, and we have to cling to, it's either one thing or another. It's no in between or anything like that. You have to have that one thing and that fuck that other thing if it coincides with my liking of it or whatever.
And just look at it. There's just that one weird motherfucker. There's nobody that talks to. They try to get a Tito, and they're like, Tito's like, nah, he ain't here.
They tried to call Nintendo. Hey, what's up, Nintendo? What's going on? And then Nintendo just started talking for fucking 20 mm-hmm. minutes straight. And you just like. All right, you have a good day, Nintendo. We'll get back to you later or something like that. And then they
have a thing to say.
Somebody hang up that phone and be like, what the fuck was they talking about? Jesus Christ, dude. Because, you know, like, Nintendo is like the ass burgers of the family and shit. Like, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just nonstop.
They're the hipsters. Yeah, man, we got this retro technology. You know, they always use the old shit.
Yeah. And we just found a way to put Netflix on it, you know. And we just...
They got these friend codes. Like, what the fuck? The hell is that?
So we kind of already in an allocated video game world, man, if you will, and shit, with the supply limited on the new Xboxes and new PlayStations, right, Cody?
I hate that fucking word, allocation. I can't stand that shit.
So imagine if the whole world was allocated like that.
Oh, Lord. Allocated water, allocated burgers.
Hey, allocated. At Barcode, it kind of was allocated.
That was an allocated burger. I haven't seen it since.
Was a very allocated burger, Cody. So mm-hmm. I mean,
that chicken Popeye, that Popeye chicken sandwich when it first came out,
that was allocated. Yeah, we had that on the show. People go back and listen to that. Yeah. We ate it. Delicious. Lunatic told me that fucking Popeye's biscuits was better than Honey Kettles. I was like, motherfucker, what? Mm-hmm. Now I know you.
I can't vouch for that. I don't really eat biscuits like that, so I really can't vouch.
Oh, that nigga crazy. Know. That's all I'm going to tell you, okay? That dry-ass biscuit at Popeye. You out your fucking mind?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering. There was a restaurant that's like notorious for the dry. So it's Popeye's.
Yes, it's Popeye's, okay. Yes.
Okay.
And he was like, call me a Popeye shill. I just think it's better, though. I was like, yeah, you a shill then, bro.
I think that's what turned me off of biscuits was Popeye's biscuits. I was like, why am I eating this? Why do they serve this to people? Shit ain't even edible, man. What the hell y'all doing?
Why do you think give out them free fucking biscuits?
And y'all got the nerd to not serve like complimentary water with this shit? The hell is wrong with y'all?
Man, when he told me that shit, I just looked at him and was just like, nigga, you can't ever go back to Honey Kettle. Shit, all right, shit. When you walk into Honey Kettle, if you go in there in the morning, people.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, now I'm getting back to Honey Kettle. They got like the buttered honey shit, right?
Yeah, they put the honey. Yeah,
all right. See,
they take They take a barbecue little brush and shit, Cody, and they rub honey and butter on that motherfucker. Shit, it is like this. And he told me that Popeye's biscuit was better. He said, oh, that Honey Kettle biscuit wasn't nothing. I looked at him.
That shit is like eating powdered bricks.
It's like if Tony Montana came and brought you a brick of cocaine.
Dang.
And he said, and you looked at that and said, this ain't the real shit. And he was like, that's 100% Popeye's. Yeah. I swear to God.
Man. Fuck your whole shit if you try to take a bite out of that.
Cody, you could take a honey bottle and drown that motherfucker in there and still you'd be like, it got a little flavor now. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, got a little flavor. He was dead fucking serious about that shit, too. And I was just like, this.
Man, they put that heat. They put that heater on that. They put that oven on broil to make that shit. Like, what are you doing?
I think they put that shit on the grill and just be like, yeah, grill that biscuit. Grill that fucking biscuit to death. When you take that shit out the box, Cody, that shit starts crumbling apart. It's like when you turn someone to ash and you blowing them motherfuckers. That's Popeye's biscuits. They got the worst fucking biscuits in the game.
I forgot because I haven't had them in so long, so I forgot it was Popeye's the one with the dry ass biscuits. So yeah, okay, that makes sense.
I told him, I said, motherfucker, I'd rather eat KFC biscuits. He's like, oh no, they got the worst. I was like, you are fucking crazy.
At least you won't dry my fucking mouth out immediately. Like I'm drinking some red wine or some shit.
People, I don't know if you knew, but our lunatic is Colombian too. I don't know how that's possible that this Colombian can have that dry ass mouth with all them fine ass women down there. Okay, that mouth should be watery as fuck. Okay, no, you see the way Shakira moved them hips, they ain't lying.
He got too westernized, man. Living in the States.
Yeah, he a fake Colombian now. I get you.
Man.
he hanging out with too many of them white people over here talking about, oh, goddamn, these biscuits are delicious. Shit. It's like when white people make potato salad. It's like Barbecue Becky. They invited her to that barbecue. They invited her. But the problem was she brought that white people potato salad and shit, you know? That fucking potato salad had raisins and granola, nutmeg and shit like that. And they were just like, bitch, ain't no mustard and relish in this bitch. Like, get the fuck out. That's why she called the cops on them. That's lunatic. That motherfucker shows you your barbecue with them dry ass biscuits. Talking about like, man. He showed up with them dry ass biscuits. Even Yoon takes a bite out them motherfucker and go like, what the fuck is this shit? And Yoon will eat anything too. Ah, damn.
Motherfucker. You inhale that shit after you bite till you can't breathe no more.
Never seen a biscuit white like that, neither, too, by the way. Like, it's like white, like it's just like powder white.
I'm about to know what I'm saying. Seen powder bricks.
It's the first food item I've seen cocaine on that don't taste good.
Yeah.
Like cocaine make it taste better, baby. Like,
yeah, cocaine can improve that shit.
He be excited too when he brings that to the black barbecue and shit. Hey, he I even had to tell him, I was like, bro, you know I'm mixed with Creole, right? And you know, like, we know our biscuits and shit, we should know. We wake up at 3 a.m.
Y'all know how to season shit. That's y'all specialty.
Thank you, Cody. We wake up at 3 a.m. just to season shit. We go to bed tossing and turning, going like, damn, did I put enough season on this shit?
If it ain't season, it's beyond reason.
Yes. We season shit so well that it'll make you pick up a hot dog off the fucking street of Bourbon Street.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't wasting this fucking hot dog.
That's how fucking delicious we season shit. Okay? And for this Negro to school, this Creole on a fucking biscuit, I was insulted this shit. Cody, dare I say, I was offended. Oh, shit. That black man, honey, that black man that honey killed us making them biscuits, he laughed at me. He like, this Negro. They got a picture of him with a Popeye's biscuit in his hand. Shit, talking about don't serve this man biscuits.
I don't understand why you can't get the biscuits right, because the chicken is good. I like Popeye's chicken. It's
chicken
good.
Is good. It's yeah. Tasty. I said this. I was like,
damn biscuits right.
I don't think they can get any of their sides right.
Nah, really not. Even the fries. I used to like the fries.
Same here. Yeah, I don't like their fries at all. They make a good apple pie. I'll give them that. But other than that, that's about it, man. Them sides taste like shit, dude. It's like,
yeah, their sides kind of ass. Not gonna lie.
Yeah, which is a shame because you like. Let me get that 10-piece strip combo. Actually, you know what? Let me just get the strip. You can leave the combo.
Yeah. Let me get a side of tenders with that.
Yeah, it's the only restaurant or a fast food place you go back into the store mad is because they gave you extra biscuits. Mm. You'd be like, I didn't ask for this shit. Like,
better shit back at them.
Yeah, and that shit's so hard. Like when it slaps you across the face, that shit barely crumbles. Like it lands back in a place.
And that dog is broken. You get a lawsuit.
And that black woman from them KFC and them Popeyes from her, she comes out and be like, look at my Popeye's biscuits right here.
Man, you know, it's hard as fuck for her to sell them goddamn biscuits at commercial because she knows. Like,
that's why she never tells about them.
That's true. I never see the biscuits mentioned much of the commercial.
She always talking about like a butterfly shrimp tackle box and shit.
Nobody buys that shit.
She like, look, if you get a biscuit, look, I didn't promote that shit. That's not me. That's this Negro over here, lunatic.
Just stick to the tenders, the chickens, and the sandwiches. Those little chicken fry shit they try to do, the little shrimp and chicken, whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Stop it.
I always said that KFC had the better sides over the Popeyes has the chicken.
I will give them that. They do.
Yeah. KFC has the sides and Popeyes
has the chicken. Yeah, they're definitely the chicken.
Yeah, damn sure ain't chicken. That shit tastes like shit. I don't know what kind of spice they throwing on that shit.
Only thing they ever did get was popcorn chicken when it first came out. That shit fire. That shit was so good. I thought way when the first played with 2000 the first came out, 1999.
You talking like 99 right now.
Good.
You talking 99 and then 2000 is when they introduced those chicken snackers.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
those two things were like, at, when they first came out, I don't know what the fuck they got now, whatever. Them two things was fucking delicious. And then.
Yeah, popcorn chicken now is fucking terrible. But back in the day when it first came out, whoo, shit was so good.
Yeah, and then them fucking mashed potatoes. You'd be like, I don't know what the fuck is in these mashed potatoes, but these mashed potatoes are fucking delicious for a fast
food. The wedges are pretty good too.
The what? Oh, the wedges. Yeah, man. Those fucking wedges were fucking good. So people, if you wanted to do it right, man, you had to go to KFC and get their size.
KFC, get the Popeyes. Size to get the chicken Popeyes. Yep. Popeyes. Two trips, but that's the only way to do it.
Hey, man. Or if you're lunatic, just go to Popeyes and get like a buffet of biscuits and shit. And, you know. Hey, let me get 20 biscuits and that's it. I'm good.
I mean, they have to know by now that like that biscuit game is just out of whack. They gotta improve that shit, dude.
That's why I thought he was fucking with me when he said that, because I never heard anybody.
It's
say
amazing it. Because the chicken sandwich, their bun is so tasty, soft, flavorful, yeah, and soft. So it's like, okay, you guys know how to do the wheat products right, the flour products, whatever. You gotta know how to do this. So why can't you get the fucking?
I'm starting to think they outsourced this motherfucker.
It gotta be right.
Like, is that bread, when we first took a bite of that Popeye's chicken sandwich, I was like, holy shit, which, by the way, people, I like that Popeye's chicken sandwich, but that honey kettle chicken sandwich, that shit's better. I like that motherfucker.
Oh, people have been sipping the chicken sandwich game up lately. Since, like, the Popeye shit. Oh, yeah, chicken sandwich game is tight.
I think I just saw a commercial for another spot I think it was Wendy's or something. Yeah. I can't remember.
Especially since, you know, Nashville chicken is all the rage nowadays, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta come with it now.
I mean, Honey Kettle always been the chicken spot before fucking Popeyes even had that sandwich or whatever and shit. But you know, that sandwich, man. Oh my god, I forgot how delicious that damn sandwich. That sandwich. Oh, and then they every goddamn thing. But when this Negro told me the biscuit, I was like, this motherfucker. Motherfucker, Honey Kettle biscuits are so goddamn soft. Is you could take a chicken strip, throw it on that fucking biscuit, and be like, this is a sandwich right here. I just made it.
Yeah, it'd be a little biscuit sandwich. Yeah,
you ain't doing that shit with no Popeyes.
No.
That shit will ruin the chicken. That chicken will be like, what the fuck?
Why am I here?
That chicken will come back to life and slap the shit out of you.
I die for this shit.
And eat me separately, bitch. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, don't put us together. I'm starting to think that biscuit came from an anomaly. Like, that came from a whole nother, like, species or something or whatever. Shit. Yeah. Like, that's
Aerial. I wonder, that's all this UFO talk lately. I think that's what the aliens are doing. They're dropping off these terrible-ass biscuits. I wonder what they're doing, because apparently the aliens don't do shit. They just show up.
I like that we
the little UFOs.
I like that we're getting back to normal conspiracy theories now. Like.
Yeah. But I don't get it. What, about the aliens, why are we so fascinated with them? Even if they are here, even if we have a quote-unquote contact, they don't do shit. They fly around the little saucers, and that's it.
It's the same thing I said with the flat earthers. Where I was just like,
yeah.
Okay, say you see one. Who gives a fuck?
Right. Say they're like ghosts and shit, too. They really don't do shit. They just make a little noise or whatever. They move a little, like the Paranormal Activity movies. They just start moving shit.
I don't even get me fucking started.
And then at the end, that's when they start making a ruckus. Like, why are you waiting till now? Can you just get the shit up with?
I despise those goddamn movies with so much of a fucking passion. I cried in the theater like a little bitch. That shit broke me.
It wasn't like crying out of fear. It's just like, because you're literally broken. How terrible the shit was.
Remember when I thought it was blood? I was just like, oh shit, I'm bleeding or something like that. Like something cut me or something. Like, I step outside the theater room and it's like, the fuck? That's a tear. Like, have you ever cried when you didn't even know you were crying?
No. I guess I have. I have not experienced that.
I sat back in that theater chair and I was just like, what the fuck? And then I looked at the screen and I was just like, oh my God.
It was tears of pain.
This movie and just this year of this fucking genre has just, not even this year, just like almost all the years, it's just been so bad with this genre that like it's made me so angry. Then I'm crying out of anger now. So I'm so mad. Yeah, but I love that people are fascinated with that shit, but it's like, what does it do for you? I don't do shit. I don't believe in ghosts, by the way. I believe that there's something out there. Like, I don't believe in ghosts because the reason why is I'm a racist. Everybody knows this. But trust me, white people, there is no ghost, because if there were a ghost, them slaves would come back and beat your ass. They would haunt your ass for fucking a millennium if they could, whatever. So you mean to tell me, Cody, only the white ghost can come back? That's like some racist shit right there. Okay. This is, I've never heard of a white person saying I was being abused for a decade or something like that by some ghost. I just never heard it. When I hear those kind of stories, then I believe that there's a ghost. Mm-hmm. But as far as like closing doors and shit like that, I don't believe in none of that shit. Like, when I believe that like a slave came back and beat my ass for about 100 years, then I believe mm-hmm. it must be a ghost then.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause I got to tell you, when I die, I plan on haunting every fucking white person I can find. Like, I look forward to it too. I'm just going to haunt your ass like crazy, whatever. And I'm just going to be doing silly shit too. Like, when you open your car door, I'm going to wait till you get halfway in it. I'm going to push that motherfucker. Like,
look like that. Remember that Killmonger meme with him at the sun?
Yeah, with like, Corey beating him.
Yeah.
With Corey beating the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Hey, tell me that wasn't you, motherfucker. That was crazy. I don't give a fuck. That motherfucker was dressed like you and everything.
Yeah, the same head shape, same hair, everything.
Same height, too, the chucks and everything. This dude was beating two white people. And you know what? I don't know why he just won't admit to it, because I was proud of him like that. I was like, wow, shit, I want to do that. Like, you know, look, I'm all for equality, but I'm just saying, if the roles reverse, I'm not going to oppose against it. I mean, I'm not gonna protest that shouldn't happen. I'll just, you know, say like, oh, what a shame. Now get back to work, honky. Shit. Shit. Pick that cotton. There is no cotton, sir. Did I ask you to fucking backtalk me? I will find you some cotton to pick, bitch. I'll hand him a white t-shirt. I'll throw him a white t-shirt and be like, bitch, you better find all the pro club t-shirts you can and get the cotton out them bitches. I want to see a fucking basket of them bitches. I'll go to the store with him on a chain and shit and whatever and be like, come on. Come on. Get your...
Looking like Chad Tate's cameo in This Is the End.
Yeah.
I'm like a goddamn dog in a get mask.
Basically. What a world. I love them. Oh, man. If only I had the Infinity Stones. Oh, I just want to see it, people.
Oh, shit.
You can't hate me for wanting a little bit of it. I mean, I'm a very petty guy. I like revenge. So, I mean.
You are a petty individual.
Yeah. I just want a little revenge, Cody. Just a little revenge. That's all.
Petty.
I love how we went from K&L to fucking biscuits into.
Yeah, the reverse slavery.
Oh, man. But also, I found that K&L, too, was your favorite wine, according to you. Best ever wine you ever tasted in your life before we started doing this was that Novel Black.
I remember that. Yep.
Only K&L has this fucking bottle to you. This bottle is a fucking bitch to find, people. Like, it is a pain in the fucking ass. It is a port wine, and it is fucking delicious. K&L sells it for $20. When I saw that, I was like, add that to the box. It is $20 for that deliciousness bottle right there. It is so goddamn good. And what I love about it is heavily involved with the port wine, like mainly, but usually they use a lot of fruits for it, a lot of black cherries and stuff like that. It's so delicious, so good. Pairs with a nice red meat or a filet mignon with that. Ooh, ooh,
yes, savory with savory. Yeah, I like that.
Ooh, I like that right there. That sounds delicious. A little surf and turf, maybe, Cody.
Okay. A little contrast. I like that. I like that idea, too.
Yeah. A little lobsters on the side. Can we get those first? Mm-hmm. Send that over here real quick. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just hungry, people.
I'm also kind of hungry, not going to lie.
Yeah, but we're doing a recap here. Cody's drinking some his previous drinks, but also got his new one. I'm sipping on what I've been drinking on this year.
This is a remix of my mezcalita I made last week. Instead of a tabala from last, I used the pechuga this time.
Mm-hmm.
And I used more pechuga. I used 2.5 ounces as opposed to the 1.5
Yes.
Out to Bala last week. And I might have used less orange juice. I kind of eyeballed it. I think I used 2 ounces last week. So mm-hmm. I think this one is closer to the other, more of an ounce of orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Lime stayed the same. But yeah, same basic concept. So yeah, mm-hmm. Mezcalita.
Right now,
bad boy, real quick.
I was drinking some Corazon Anejo, but right now I'm drinking that back on that Ardette. I used the Corazon last week, people, to make my cocktail, my margaritas and whatever. So we just have a little recap.
That is instantly much better.
I told you, Cody.
Yep.
I told you. I know my margarita game, baby. You know,
it's not as bright as last week's, but it is definitely it's more of a full flavor, I would say.
I make enough margaritas in this bitch to know how a margarita should be.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I like that much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could open up a margarita bar, Cody, and just sell them, actually you probably could, because people love who don't love a margarita, right?
Yeah, dude, that's probably it right there. Like a straight up margarita bar with some high end tequila, high end mezcal too.
I know dudes that don't even drink cocktails that'll drink a margarita. Like, it'll be like, one of the margaritas, whatever shit.
It's the best cocktail, man.
It's the perfect brunch drink, too, though.
Yeah.
Like, because usually they do like mimosas and Bloody Marys.
Mm-hmm.
Get a margarita, especially if you're in the summertime. Well, you wouldn't know that by looking outside. But
I say, are we getting a summer this year?
I don't know. Nah, I don't think so. We do on the days you got to go out for like events and shit like that. Like, yeah,
right, exactly. Yeah.
Burning fucking 100 goddamn 10 degrees and shit. Yeah. Yeah. My ass was burning in that seat, and my dumb ass, I got a suit on and shit. I'm just like, this is fucking ridiculous. So it was the first time I decided to put a suit back on in a year by you. That's the first time I wore anything of nice decency in a year. My ass was sweating, dude. And then it made me realize, this is why I never let my hair grow out. This is fucking exactly why. It is, my shit was like sweating hard. Like, I was just like, I could feel that shit sweating. I was just like, yeah, feels like a fucking marshmallow on my head right now. It was getting like, because I'm like hitting right in the sun too. It was so goddamn.
He wearing a damn suit too.
Yeah, oh,
this motherfucker. I know this motherfucker burning.
I found 2 seats in the shade because you got to sit where your major is for my sister. And I said, "Fuck that! I'm gonna sit where I'm comfortable. I don't give a fuck what you say." I went around. I found 2 seats. The only 2 seats in the shade. And I was like, being the gentleman, I'll give it to my mother and sister. That was a mistake. I said, I'll sit in the seat below them. I sat in that chair. That shit burned my asshole. Like, I felt that shit in the inside. Like, I ate spicy for a week or something, Cody. I was
woke up with an extra hole in your ass.
Yeah. I woke up with a vagina, Cody. I was just like, oh, shit. I said,
hey, where the hell did my shit go? Oh, damn.
Yeah, my shit was in the other thing. I was just like, I think I'm pregnant now. Well, we got an accident here. I had to take that. I took that jacket off. All you see was a streak down on my shirt. And if you see on the side of my hair, people, I don't know if there's a video or whatever, that shit looked dry as shit because the sun drew my ass. I was like, fuck. I was like, yep, time to cut this shit now. I was like, we going back to shirt. And then sure enough, the next day, it looked like this shit. I was like, ain't this a bitch? This some bullshit, people. But I got that Lambo champagne there, baby.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I got
that Lambo champagne. I ain't never going to get the car, so, you know.
Hey, guys, I got a piece. We got a piece.
My homegirl in Vegas, she works for the news station out there. She hits me up. She's like, one day you'll get that car. I said, I don't know what you smoking, but no, I won't. I said, whatever you smoking on, I said, you need it. When I get back to Vegas, you need to give me a whiff of that then. And she said, don't worry, one day. And I just said, I think even if I was rich, I don't think I could drop that amount of money on a car. That's a little, we talking like triple digit thousands, Cody. Like, you talking like 300 grand and shit, Cody. That's a lot for a car. I'm cool with a $90,000 car. Oh, unless it's a Rolls Royce, fuck that. I'll spend that on that then. But the problem with that is I better be so rich for a Rolls Royce that I ain't driving that motherfucker. Somebody else driving that bitch, okay?
Yeah, that's the idea.
Yeah, Rolls Royce, Cody.
That's the goal right there.
When you in the Rolls, you meant to sit in the fucking back seat. Am I not lying or what am I lying?
No, you're right.
Shit,
you're right.
You sit in the fucking drive, Cody. Shit. All right. Get me the honey kettle ASAP. That motherfucker, he's so mad, he takes me to a Popeye's drive-thru and shit. I'd be like, hey, wait a minute.
We'll buy some biscuits and throw it at your fucking head.
That Vincent Price laugh comes on, and then he rolls the backseat window down. This Art of Lunatic smiling. Like, oh, hell no. That's what I'll make my white slave do, drive my Rolls Royce. And the only time I got to sit in the backseat of a Rolls Royce when I went to Japan, and the hotel I stayed at, they offered it. Well, they didn't offer it to me, but like it's like one of those service extra amendments that they have and shit like that or whatever and stuff. Oh, pay an extra $200, you get a ride around town. I was like, shit, $200 a ride around Rolls Royce? You goddamn right. Shit, here, take this shit right here. Drive, white. Oh wait, he Japanese. All right, I ain't got no beef with y'all. So. That's just nice too. So that's the only time I would pay like triple digits on a car if I was rich. Mm-hmm. But I gotta be so rich, somebody else gotta be driving that bitch. Rolls Royce. Shit, my sister pale enough. I'll get her to drive it. Shit. Pretend she white.
Close enough.
Yeah. I just gotta like not look at the face area, but just look at the. She did a crazy ass thing. There's a filter on your Snapchat that can make you look like a boy or a chick,
right?
So
right.
She did the boy app. This shit was scary as fuck, dude. She looked just like me.
What? Are you serious?
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
It was like some scary shit. You seen my sister. She looked nothing like me.
No, zero like you.
Yeah. Like you. And like, I mean, we have probably like the chin, the cheekbone streak, but other than that, it don't get no further than that. That's about like as far as that goes. But dude, in this photo, that shit was creepy, dude. Wow. I was like, how does Snapchat know that? Hey, you want to see it?
Sure.
Check this out.
What the fuck? Oh, that is. How did that happen? What the shit? You like a shaved you. Like a shaved younger you.
Yeah, it looked like a shaved young me. I was looking at that. I was going like, fuck? Oh, damn, I look like me in high school. I was like, damn, they even changed your head shape.
Wow.
I was like, that's some creepy shit. Oh, man. So that was weird. Oh, ooh. Mm. So we need to get over talk about this real quick. I got some subjects here.
Okay.
We need to talk about people losing their goddamn mind even more, Cody.
Oh, that's normal.
I guess it is, huh?
Yeah.
You can't even
that's normal.
You can't even fucking go to an NBA game now, Cody.
Paying out of pocket.
What is going on now, Cody?
It's everywhere too.
Yeah,
literally, it's just like every fucking game. There's a fan going off.
New York, Utah.
New York, Utah. Washington, Philadelphia,
and Philadelphia. Yeah. And shit, I didn't see that Boston's game the other night. Or was it last?
Yeah,
game?
But you heard going into it, Kyrie was like, he's talking about how the fans are like racist as fuck.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I love that the fucking owner. Was it the owner? I can't remember now. Or maybe it was the coach. I never once heard any form of racism through players.
Motherfucking Boston, you know, that's bullshit.
Motherfucker, you've been with this league and this state, too, since 1982 or whatever and shit. For him to say some shit like some tone-deaf shit like that, I was just like, get the fuck out of here, dude. Come on. So, I mean, I never heard so much coverage of saying when Kyrie gets there, you can boo him. You whatever you want, but please don't yell no racist shit and stuff like that. The one that really bothered me, I mean, the popcorn on Westbrook's head, on Russell Westbrook, somebody, a fan threw popcorn when he was injured too.
Yeah.
I would have climbed up that stage. I'd have fucked him. Now imagine going to the movie theater, Cody, and somebody just pulled popcorn in your head. You didn't even know this motherfucker. He just pulled popcorn in your head. You're going to be pissed. Am I not lying?
Yeah. I love Stephen A's take on it. He was suggesting that we should put whoever dumped that popcorn in him to plaster his fucking face all over media, because that's what they would do. Because the superstars in the limelight put that motherfucker in the spotlight too.
Shannon Sharp was talking about that these people should be banned permanently. He don't give a, not just for the games. He means from that stadium. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I agree.
I think one of them did get banned. I don't know if it was him, but somebody did get banned from the stadium.
Oh, did they? Like permanently?
Yeah.
Cool.
It might have been,
I think it was the Utah one.
Okay.
I think it was one of the ones in Utah one that they got banned permanently.
Utah, they got a fucking reputation too. No motherfuckers.
That was just the whole. So, what was the player's name? I'm blanking on his name now. His wife, and his dad. I think his mother was there too, and the crowd, you know, cheering their son on.
John Morant.
Yeah. And people are yelling at the fucking family, Cody. Your son's a in blah 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 this and that and shit. I just like
it amazes me though, because it shows you how these people they don't view us as people. We're just an event. They don't care about black people. They don't care about us.
they don't care about what that word means or anything
Yeah, it's like a fucking zoo show to them. I'd say it, but that's what it is to them.
You know, this is crazy. We just started getting fans back in this motherfucker. And I got to tell you, even after the last UFC pay-per-view, I was sitting there going like, can we go back to no fans?
Right.
Because I was like, this is the most ass. Like, in the NBA, we literally just got fans back. And we've had, like, what, 6 different incidents now in different states now, Cody? And, like, what, a 2-week time span? Maybe just a week, actually, whatever.
Yeah, just a week. Just within this week.
The one that really pissed me off, which I got to murder this motherfucker now, was at the New York Knicks game.
Yeah.
When the motherfucker spit on a...
He was trying to spit at Trae Young.
Yeah.
And funny enough, 50 Cent was like sitting right there.
He spit on 50 Cent's girlfriend or fiance, whatever she is to him, or family, whatever she is to him. He ends up spitting right on her show. I got to tell you, do we know if he was really trying to spit on Trae, or was he trying to spit on 50 girls? Because that was such a – that spit was just so low.
And analysts brought this up too. It's even more fucked up because we're still in the fucking pandemic.
Yes.
So that's what makes that shit much worse. That is as foul as you can get at this point.
Oh, you was about as low as ground, Cody. I remember everybody knows this. I grew up in Compton, you know, born and fucking raised wherever and shit. And I hung out with gangs and everything like that. But there was one thing that we all said: you spit on me, you got to fucking die. Like, that is like the biggest.
Hey,
like,
he lucky Trae Young was so cool about it. Trae Young could have pressed charges if he wanted to.
I'd say it is. He was 50 Cent that night. Shit, I'd have been 10 Cent.
What should I say for 35 Cent?
Yeah, he's 35 Cent, whatever. Yeah, I'd have been 10 Cent because I'd have killed his ass. He got the fucking die, shit like that.
Yeah, you got
to
go. I mean, yeah.
That is the lowest form.
You got to catch hands after that.
We had a dude in high school, big dude. I remember before he got into a fight with this dude that talks so much shit and doesn't back it up. This big dude spit on him in his face. Right after class, I was standing like literally right now. I was just like, yo, it's like, yo, did you just spit on? And the dude that he spit on, he didn't do shit. So when we confronted him, I was like, yo, you gonna let this fat fuck spit on you and shit like that? He was like, yo, he'd have fucked me up. Yo, he big and shit. I don't know what I'm doing. I looked at him and was like, I don't give a fuck, dude. I would have found a way to, I'd have picked up a stick and beat his ass with it or something like that. I remember this big dude came to me. I guess he heard me say that or something like that. And he was just like, oh, I heard you was talking about that spit thing. I was like, yeah, I didn't say anything. I just said, if you spit on me, I'll fuck you up, homie. And he got in my face. He was like, oh, so you going to fuck me up if I spit on you? I said, you going to die. I was like, you going to die right where you
fucking
you
straight, motherfucker. your life is over.
And it was funny comparison because I shit, this is like maybe 10th grade. I'm in high school. I'm short and shit. This motherfucker sitting there. I'm looking up in his eyes like, you fucking, with them fingers coating up with the fin. You fucking spit on me? I'll fucking kill you right now.
Oh, fingers. That's what, everyone knows shit is real.
Gratefully, I earned his respect there, whatever. So he's like, you got more heart than that motherfucker I spit on. So I was like, I ain't hard. That's just insanity right there.
I'm letting you know what's up. You're going to get fucked up. Yeah. You spit on me, motherfucker.
Yeah, I ain't got no beef with you, but if you spit on me, I'm fucking ending your life, homie. I'm going to haunt your ass for the rest of your fucking life. Like, it's over.
Bro, spitting, that is the ultimate sign of disrespect. I don't think it gets lower than that. I'd rather get sucker punched.
Yes, spit on. I'd rather get my ass beat than spit on.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of lower than that is what they said in the Boondocks when they went to Tara Bell, when he said, I saw a dude get pissed and shit on and shit like that. And he said, damn, what did that Negro do to make them that mad? Like, that's the only thing I can think of that's worse than that, Cody, is if you pissed on somebody. Yeah. I mean, some people into that shit like R. Kelly and shit like that, whatever, but that's a whole different thing, whatever, and stuff like that. Like, did you imagine?
I'm just amazed what's going through these fans' heads, because we're in 2021. You know everybody has surveillance on your ass. And he's sitting in the front rows, mind you. So they're going to find you.
And you know the seats are expensive.
Yeah. So you're going to fuck up your arena livelihood, your sports livelihood, just because you mad at somebody.
Cody, I didn't been to Laker games where I've seen Kwame Brown play and ain't never got that fucking mad. I just throw my hands this motherfucker. Like,
you're saying, you know, the shit ain't that serious. It's a fucking game.
I have no stake in it. I don't
care. Ain't no life or death situation. Get the fuck out of here with this shit.
The Lakers could lose to the Clippers. I would be fucking angry, but not to the anger of like, LeBron.
No.
Fucking,
I'm not going to go to Kawhi and try to rip his fucking braids off or some shit like that. No.
I'm not going to go to fucking LeBron's house and call him the N-word and shit like this. Like, whatever the fuck that these people do. But this shit, like, I was thinking, like, do we got to do what hockey does now and put plexiglasses up and shit around the fucking room?
It almost seems like it. This past week has been bad. It's been really bad.
But you know what's even more disrespectful than spitting on me? I don't know how close 50 is to this girl. Like I said, I don't know if this is his girlfriend, his sister, his daughter, whatever it may be to him. You spit on a loved one of mine, though? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you bet you're about to touch earth. Simple as that.
And Cody, she had, like, no sleeves on her shirt. This dude spit right on her fucking shoulder, like, bruh, you about to be getting a 3-point right now because I'm about to throw your ass like a basketball. Could you imagine?
Crumble you up into a basketball and throw your ass in the net.
Could you imagine, Cody, finally getting to seat courtside at a Laker game and shit, and some dude spit on, like, either you or some chick that you took or something, or, like, just say a fan, like your mother or something like that, whatever and shit?
Oh, hell no. Oh, you better not. Better fucking die. I'm not a violent person, but I'll be a violent motherfucker that night.
I would fucking take the bottle, the plastic cup they gave me. I would cut that shit into a shank to shank this motherfucker. I was like, this motherfucker got to die.
Yeah.
I mean, he is so lucky that 50 was cool about it. 50, he ain't no dumb dude. Like, he realized I got money, but, like, you know, everybody know 50 from the fucking projects or whatever and shit. Dude was shot fucking 9 times in 1 ounce, whatever shit. But I don't think 50 noticed it at first because he wasn't sitting on the other side. He probably had to get told the shit. Like old girl probably said, oh, this dude just spit on me or whatever. It probably took him a while to even grasp what was going on and shit.
Oh, sure.
And so when she was, because the camera didn't linger on that long. It lingered on her like real quick and in. And I'm sure she leaned over and was like, yo, this motherfucker just spit on me. Like, and you lucky that wasn't Spike Lee's girlfriend or something like that. Because Spike Lee... Give a fuck. Spike Lee would have shanked that motherfucker with a VHS tape. Okay.
Hey, you're really lucky it wasn't Charles Oakley he spit on. Or his significant other. That big motherfucker.
Man. And you know, Trey was cool about it because he didn't get spit on. Had he got spit on, he'd have been pissed, okay? It
probably would have been a different story.
Yeah, because I ain't gonna lie, had it not been me, I'd have laughed it off too, but had he spit on me, because I'd have said in that press conference, man, that's funny as shit. I mean, these fans are wild. I mean, all I know is had he spit on me, I'd have fucking ended his career of going to these games.
Yeah, I would have been suspended for the season because I would have went into the damn stands.
Yeah, I mean, so that was the worst one out of all of them. The popcorn on Russell.
Yeah, that's
just insulting like a motherfucker. I mean, this dude injured as fuck, playing his fucking heart out.
He always plays his heart out.
And these motherfuckers throwing popcorn on him. These motherfuckers, like,
why? Because they're on the opposite team.
Oh, okay. I don't like opposite teams neither, but not that much. That ain't gotten that far. Like, that's a little fucking ridiculous. What are we going to do? I mean, I saw some people saying, oh, here comes this cancel culture trying to ban fans from games or whatever. I was like,
cancel culture?
Yeah.
That's what we're, okay, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it's cancel culture, Cody.
Get the fuck out of here. Fuck you.
I guess spitting on somebody, that's cancel culture, Cody.
This is cancel.
That's cancel culture, Cody.
Man, suck my dick. Fuck you. Seriously, fuck you.
You fucking liberals, you're just so soft. You can't even. That's what they were saying too. They was like, "Oh, NBA players are getting."
I did see that a lot, but the popcorn incident or something.
Yeah,
oh, it's popcorn. What's the big deal with popcorn?
Fuck you, dude. Okay, first of all, you ain't gonna throw shit on me.
Yeah. All right. What about throw popcorn your bitch ass in? Then what?
Imagine
what the fuck you gonna do.
Imagine if I came to your job, Cody. Didn't know
exactly your fucking job.
I knocked on the door.
Mm-hmm.
I said, "Did Cody Williams work here?" Oh, he does. Okay, cool. I just push it and push him out the way. Get out the side.
Yeah,
I just
take a big ass bag of popcorn
with some butter in that motherfucker. I put cheese in it.
Yeah, butter.
Cody, also, I don't even do this to popcorn because I don't eat popcorn. I put some jalapenos in there because I want you to smell.
Oh.
And I just went like, "Hey, Cody, what's up? Hey, fuck you." And I just walked out that bitch, or whatever. And then you just sat there going like, "Well, I can't complain.
It was just popcorn.
I mean, I can't complain because then I'd be looked at as a bitch, you know, or you know, I mean, what am I supposed to do? I can't cancel him." Yeah.
They really equate this shit to cancel culture. Get the fuck out of here, man.
These NBA players, they not like NFL. They can't take it. I was like, oh, you. First of all, I've never seen this happen in the NFL.
No,
because I'm telling you this right now. If it happens in the NFL,
no, it kind of has in a way. Because I remember Marcus Peters, who plays for the my Ravens now. He's playing for the Rams.
Yeah,
there was an incident.
I do remember that
fan in the stand, and he almost went up into the seats. He was talking about like, "Come see me, motherfucker," because there was talking some shit. He was like, "Come see me." Marcus Peters was like, he wasn't backing down either. I paraphrase it. He said a lot worse shit.
You know those NFL players, they more from the hood than the NBA ones are. Mm-hmm. Like the NBA, they've had a little bit of money for some time now, or whatever. But the NFL, they like fresh out the hood.
Yeah, NFL lucky too. It's kind of hard to hear shit. You know, this is a big ass you know
stadium.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard. You still hear shit. Like, I remember Ray Lewis said a story about how he used to go to New England. He's got all kind of N-bombs. You know, all the fucking time.
And it's crazy, too, because a lot of people don't know. A lot of these NFL players, I didn't even notice this. I had to Google some of this. A lot of these NFL players, people, they from Compton. You ain't going to be spitting on them and throwing no
Richard Sherman.
Shit, there was three players on the Green Bay Packers that came from Compton. I was just like, for real? My one of the barbers at the barbershop told me that. I was like, really? I didn't know that shit.
Yeah, I looked like the ultimate sports town.
Well, yeah, it is actually. Dominguez High, baby. I mean, I'll tell you, D High. We were like the Lakers. We had banners all over the
floor. Yeah.
You ain't never went to Dominguez High, baby. You just don't know. I mean, when you was a freshman at that high school and shit, you was either playing varsity or you didn't play at all. That's how good you had to be. If you wasn't playing varsity, then
no scrubs.
We didn't have no freshman team. There was no freshman team. It was like you either varsity or you don't make it at all. And it's like, oh. So what we lacked in education, we picked up for it in sports and shit. I mean, I knew a dude in 11th grade that was already sponsored by Nike and went to Dominguez High. And he was dumb as fuck, too. Like, I mean, dumb. I mean, stupid dumb. Like, you couldn't teach him shit. You couldn't teach him that 4 + 4 = 8 or something like that. He look at you confused, like, wait a minute, how'd that 4 get there? It's like, motherfucker, that's an equation. We just need you to solve it. Mm-hmm. Wait, I got questions, though. How did the 4 get there? And why is that an opposite of it? There's two of them. Is that not a good question? Nah, the nigga, just answer the fucking question. Like, So yeah, but a lot of players come from there and stuff. I mean, shit, in all sports too. In Serena, we all sports, we dominate, baby. So that ain't happening with some of these football players. And plus, like you said, the crowds are so far because they're in stadiums. But in NBA, I mean, this was just ridiculous as fuck. I was kind of embarrassed to the point where I was going like, yeah, we can go back to no fans. I was enjoying those. Yeah. I didn't mind those.
If this was going to be like going forward with these fucking fans, then yeah, we probably should just go back.
They were kind of doing the same thing at UFC when they were like booing this one girl and calling her fucking all kinds of names and shit. She was a Chinese fighter and shit like that. And I was just like, yeah, I think we could just go back to no fans. I prefer it anyway. I like fans, don't get me wrong, but not when they're acting like dumbasses. I mean, and this is like at the peak of dumbness right here and shit. And I know people's trying to come up with excuses like, oh, maybe they've just been inside for so long. No, they haven't. Shut the fuck up. Nobody has been inside that long, okay? Let's be real. Like, these quarantine standards here in America, especially because that was in Florida. We're talking like Utah and shit like that.
Man, it's been maybe a year. 365 days. It's been too fucking long. Get the fuck out of here.
You gonna tell me that people wasn't going out anyway? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, you know they were.
Yeah, thank you. So, please. Even my ass who was quarantined, I was still going out. I was going to pick up food and shit like that or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
At the beginning of it, we were still going to barcode and shit like that. Now, granted,
that's right.
We had the bar to ourselves, but
we did.
But that's besides the point, whatever. So you gonna tell me people, Cody, like these people just been hiding in the house for like a fucking year, like not get out of here. Yeah. Our quarantine standards here in America have been so weak, people, like they ain't even quarantine. These people was probably inside for 2 fucking weeks at the most and that didn't step outside. But here in America, especially because some of these events were in Florida too, and it's like, come on now. You know, good and goddamn well. Man, that was delicious. So, I think we went on long enough here. I think we ran it and raided it a little bit here. Plus, we got to get out of here in a little bit.
Got a lot of good content in there, man. Yeah. Wide spectrum of shit.
All over the place. Mainly talking about our lunatic, non-tasting ass, whatever shit.
Yeah, you know? Hey, get your flavor, get your taste buds together, fucking
lunatic. He probably got COVID. Shit, that's probably why. Shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, maybe. that would explain it. Man, you bitch is good as fuck. I can't taste them, but I know they good, though.
Yeah, lost his fucking taste buds because he clearly don't know what the fuck he talking about.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense then. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm sorry to say that.
Forget everything I said. That shit.
Because people, I just remembered next week, I guess, when we record is my birthday weekend or week.
Oh, it is, huh?
I forgot.
That's crazy.
I forgot. I was like, my birthday's on a Monday this year?
Yeah, whiskey week.
I was like, that sucks. That's like a Monday.
Yeah, Monday's horrible. Man, that's the worst fucking day.
I'm usually out of town any fucking way, but my buddy, he was like, I know you're not going out of town, Bunker Boy. He was like, so let's hit up this club real quick. I said, Negro, I ain't going to no fucking club. Y'all joke, goddamn mind. It's like, what? Clutton? Hell no. Y'all joke, fucking mind going to no club. I said, I don't want people touching me no more. Going forward.
I get it, man. I get it.
If it ain't pleasure, I don't want nobody touching me.
I totally get it.
Yeah, you ain't rubbing up on me and shit. Now, if you want to get something to eat, I'm down for that. Because ain't nobody touching me there. But that's about as far as that goes. I think even Yoon has said, you want to go to the room when they open back up. Hell no, nigga. You out your fucking mind? You've been in a room before, right?
It's literally a room.
That shit is about as big as my old studio apartment. Okay?
I was about to say, it's literally a fucking room.
That shit.
The title don't lie.
That shit, people, is like
you're going to be shoulder to shoulder.
That is plot. That is Area 51 for COVID, okay? That shit is.
Nah. unless it's like 25% capacity or something
that. Yeah. Damn well, nobody.
I know that. I'm just saying.
I wouldn't even go in that bitch at 25%. People, that shit is under like a basement. That shit is underground, first of all. It's in a bay. You some dark asshole and shit like that. People is already dirty in that motherfucker. It's like probably one of the dirtiest spots you could go to. I ain't fucking stepping foot in that god. People, I saw somebody doing coke off the fucking toilet seat in that bathroom in there, in that place. I don't know if Cody ever been in the bathroom stall in that place, but
whew. I don't think I have.
Oh, for God, don't go in there. Don't go in there. I ain't going back in no fucking room. Shit, I'll go to the mansion. You find me that place, I go there. I go to the mansion that all day, every day. I go to the library, peace and quiet in that motherfucker. Shit. I think there is a place called the library too.
Yeah, it's a speakeasy thing, but yeah, but it's like I'll a club bar.
Or
a
library, but I don't want nobody touching me going for. Ain't nobody gonna be touching me at all, unless it's pleasurable, or I paid for it. But other than that, that's about it. All right, so I had a fun month as far as
diving. It was really fun, man. Tequila and Skull, this is one of my most fun months, honestly. I had a lot of fun this month.
This was our first non-beer whiskey month, per se.
Yeah.
We did a lot of stuff here. We did some tequila, mezcal. We went straight to Mexico. We came here to California. We went across the border. I mean, we just did it all. And we even got into the cocktail game here. A lot of new shit here. So obviously, May going forward is going to be tequila month. And I think we said September was mezcal.
September is mezcal.
Yeah, yeah, September going to be mezcal. December, Armagnac month. Mix and match. I might just be drinking whatever the fuck I feel like.
That's the true definition of mix and match.
Yeah.
Whatever's on your mind.
That might even start recently now, because I got a lot of shit now. So
you mean you've been had a lot of shit. You got a lot. Okay. You have a lot of different shit, I would say.
Yeah. It's like
variety.
I have a lot of variety now.
Yeah. Before, you know, just on your bourbon game, but now you got like
don't forget my Japanese
spirits. That's true. Japanese whiskey.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, my Japanese game is hard. I got two cabinets full of.
So you do.
Two cabinets full of Japanese.
English motherfucker. I can talk to you.
About I didn't do it.
Your fucking deliveries. God damn it. Where are you getting this shit? Where the fuck? Because I want that goddamn Michter's Barrel Strength. You got like a couple of bottles. You talk to me, motherfucker. I know. I want that shit.
Oh man, you know that's all trades and deals, baby.
That shit.
Yeah. Hey man, they don't call me the Godfather of whiskey for nothing.
No, you really are.
Somebody messaged me the other day and said, "Oh my god, you really are the Godfather." I was like, "You goddamn right. I ain't no nickname."
Yeah, man. Every time you get some shit, who the fuck this motherfucker get this shit?
Hey man, I'm the fucking Godfather, baby. Shit, don't
like,
nobody.
Hey, I mean, I know you pay retail for all your shit too. So I'm like, how is he doing this?
I got a lot of good connections. I know a lot of good people. I know. I talk a lot of shit to stores. I think I saw it. I think Beverage Warehouse had the Michter's Barrel Strength for $2.19. I was like, $2.19. You fuck out of here with that shit. I think. The bottles this year that I haven't paid retail for was the Hibiki 12, obviously. I mean, retailing that is $60. Who the fuck gonna find that for $60? I mean, if you can get that for $60 anyway, it's a good man. Shit, that'd be a blessing. You know, speaking of prices going up, shit, even the old Carters, the new batches that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Those are high as shit now, dude.
What's the retail old Carter? Because those are like... I see like $250 like the average.
Ooh, man, that is not retail. Oh my god. Even the old Carters I have. I paid for one, I paid $149. And then for the other one, I got one sitting right here, actually. This one was $170. Bourbon batch.
Yeah, I want one, but I don't want to pay $250 for that shit.
I hit a store up Thursday, I think, whatever. They got the new batches in and shit. I was like, yo, what you slanging them for? That motherfucker told me $246. I was like, oh,
I'm straight.
I said, I'm good. You know, so I guess no new batch here. Then. I was like, when the fuck did the prices shoot up on every goddamn thing? So, but yeah, that Hibiki 12 was probably the one I didn't pay retail on. There was another bottle too, and I'm blanking on what it was now. Shit. I gotta look back at the 2021. I know those old Fitzgeralds. I got those for like
old Fitz
$15 or whatever and shit. So
say what?
Yeah, I'm tight like that, people.
You got it like that.
I'm the godfather.
You got like that.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm the godfather of whiskey. Okay, put some respect on my name, people. Okay. Oh, that Bomb Burgers. I didn't pay retail for it or whatever. I paid like, I wouldn't say secondary or whatever, but that one was kind of like a. I got it from Wes at Cork. And he told me he had it at home, his own personal collection. He's like, I got a Bomb Burgers. I was like, I was going to get a Bomb Burgers, but everybody wanting like $2.50 for it. And I was like, fuck that. I ain't paying that. That's ridiculous for a Michter's product. And I was just like, what you got? He was like, I got the 2018. I was like, ooh, they only made 1,000 of them bottles. Let me see what you got there. He sold me that for like, I forgot now. I think 159 or something like that or whatever. I was cool on that. I was like, yeah, that's a steal right there. Well, not a steal, but I'll pay that shit, yeah. Because you ain't going to get no 2018 Bomb Burgers right there. So let me get that. But, yeah, man. I didn't get retail or whatever. I don't know what retail is on that Lamborghini champagne, but I didn't get that. Pay $170. Yeah.
That sounds fair.
Yeah.
From what I gather from it, yeah.
It was $159 with tax. So like
that sounds fair.
Yeah, I was cool with that, whatever. And I said, go look for that black bag too. And I got it at the most expensive ass store ever, too. People, I was kind of shocked that they had it for this price. I was just like, ugh. And it was my first time going to the store. I told Cody about the store, and he was even like, I ain't fucking with that place. This was the first time I've been in there, and they shelves are nice. I mean, if you're looking to get some mezcal, actually, that mezcal is a little high. I mean, but I don't know if I can compare. I would say just go look at the mezcal there. Compare prices, but if you're looking to get some wine or something like that, man, they got it on deck. But when it comes to their whiskey and shit, they can suck a dick. I saw Elmer TV
for
$3.29. I was like,
Who was selling that recently? Beverage Warehouse. They were selling that shit.
I think
how much it was? $150,
$79 or something like that.
But I'm like, no, dude, that's like a $40 bottle, right?
Elmer TV, $45.
Yeah, fuck that. No. I want a bottle, but I ain't paying fucking $150 for that shit.
I got three bottles, and I paid the highest I think I paid on one was $60.
Yeah, fuck that.
I had so many at one point, I was trading them. I got one I'm still supposed to trade here with a buddy of mine, because I'm giving him that in a Weller Foolproof for a Hibiki 12. So, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. That trade sounds fair for me. Another thing too is these goddamn spammers on Instagram.
They don't stop. They ain't gonna stop.
I'm in a blocking frenzy now, Cody. I love it. It's just block. I love it, whatever shit. But
this one dude, don't stop.
This one dude hit me up. And I knew he wasn't a spammer. He was a real deal. He said, "I want one of your GTSs." I said, "Don't you and everybody else." I was like, what does that mean? He said, I know you like the Four Roses limited edition, right? I said, I do. He's like, I'll give you, because he also wants my Smoke Wagon private barrel, which is like limited as fuck, whatever and stuff. And plus it's like a great press store pick that they hooked me on. I was just like, man, you ain't getting that. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. So he said, let me get that in the GTS and I'll give you a Four Roses 2020. I said, you could suck my dick is what you can do. I was like, where in God's green earth is that a fair trade? Where? I don't even know how that's a fair trade. Like, that ain't even worth just the Smoke Wagon alone. It ain't even close to the GTS. I don't even know what he's smoking. Like, no. Nah. Oh, man. So I get those ridiculous-ass trades, too. But, yeah, man. But anyway, people, we're going to get out of here. Got some errands to run. Got some things to do. I'm going
to
come back. Come back and do some drinking. So, but I had a fun month here.
It was a blast. I had myself a blast.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to next year, or if shit. Even more years that come up here. I want to do some wine too, but I might have some bottles that's already open. So maybe I'll do one on mix and match.
Yeah, you can do that. I'll do that.
I'll do Stella Rosa. How about that?
Stella Rosa. That fruit juice.
Yeah, I'll be like, 100% fruit, Cody. Oh, yeah.
It has notes of Minute Maid.
Oh, yeah. Tropicana, maybe? Okay. Ocean spray, Cody. I taste right on the finish. Ocean spray kicked in a little bit. All right. Okay. Yeah. Welch's, maybe. Maybe. It's hard to tell.
Zero alcohol notes. No burn.
I'm just going to go ahead and finish this bottle, Cody. Yeah.
No dryness from what the wine is actually supposed to do.
Lunatic probably like, man, I drink that with them biscuits, man.
Dustin Rhodes and Popeye Biscuits, baby.
Yeah, match made heaven. I take the biscuit and dump it in the fucking Dustin Rhodes, baby. I dip it in there and be like,
for some reason, this fucking biscuit absorbs all that shit immediately. I don't know how that works, but
I know he got a little girlfriend now. I hope she tells him, Negro, these biscuits taste like shit.
Yeah. So opens his eyes. It's like, what you been eating all these years?
Because, you know, like, they always say, like, when a woman comes in your life, they make you improve for the better and shit. Mm-hmm. Well, sweetheart, make his eating habits prove for the fucking better, because them biscuits taste like shit, okay? So, shit, I hope it's out to you, because I don't know if I can be friends with niggas.
I always want to make a food podcast just for all the lunatics, just to show them the way.
Hey, man, this kind of is a food podcast. We in the food category, so.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We were the first podcast to eat that sandwich on this show.
I think we were.
Yeah, you goddamn right we were. Shit. I remember people was listening to this for that review of that sandwich. Shit, we were the ones that got people hooked on that damn sandwich for the most part. I had people hitting them saying, damn, you wasn't lying about this damn sandwich here and shit. Well, if you live in fucking L.A., I know y'all don't listen to this goddamn show, but if you live in fucking L.A., you need to take your ass a Honey Kettle, and you want some real chicken, people. I'm going to tell you, you want a tasty, delicious biscuit? And they do not sponsor this show, but goddamn it, they probably should, because as much as I live at that motherfucker, I was looking at apartments next door to that motherfucker, like, what's I thought they had like maybe like above them or something like that. Nah, they don't have that. And I was kind of disappointed. I was like, man, that'd be great to have, you know, just a little Honey Kettle and shit. I'll eat that. And when you walk in at 11 a.m. and they buttering them pies and biscuits, you just like, oh, damn. Ooh, that's how I know Lunatic got COVID now. That's how I know it. But people, we done now. We getting out of here. That's it. I had an enjoyable month of tequila, and I am, I'm going to go ahead and say it, I'm your godfather of whiskey. I'm the whiskey man himself. I'm JB.
And I, for the last time this month, am the connoisseur of mezcal, Cody.
Don't you just want to be it every month, then?
I could, I suppose. I could do that.
Yeah.
I suppose it works.
Do you ever think you'll replace beer week with mezcal week?
I probably could, honestly.
I'll let you simmer on that one.
I honestly only drink beer for the show nowadays. Really, that's it.
I'll let you simmer on that note then.
Yeah, that could be a realistic future for me. I can see that.
All right, well, I'll let you decide that.
We'll see.
Instead of actually having its own month, let's just make it a week then. But I'll let you simmer on that idea for yourself. Like we always say, livers will never be the same.
And glasses will never be dry.